Our guest at the cafe this morning is Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Well, good. So we talked not long ago, and the general picture of business in commerce anyway, while not great, not what you would want under normal circumstances, but under the circumstances, pretty darn good. And
they are pretty good, John Mark. They really are.
So, but I wanted to talk to you about what you know about the grants, the loans that the federal government has been making available to commerce businesses, all businesses, but in particular commerce, and what you've learned about that. So quite a few businesses, as far as you know, have made the application.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we've had these applications for about 4 or 5 weeks right now, and we made them available through our Facebook page to all the businesses in commerce. And we have the packets that I've put together here at the chamber. And if anybody needs to do for the new round of business money that's being appropriated for small business as well for the PPPs as well for the personals. We have all that here at the chamber, and if you need them, come by and get them. I've got them. I've already distributed some throughout the community to businesses, and I have not heard back from anybody that has been successful with this, but we've been so busy with a lot of other things right now, I haven't had a chance to check back with everybody about that. But I do have these some of these loan applications from the Small Business Administration, and there's about 5 steps that each business has to go through, just financial records and what they did last year and what they're going to do this year, and a personal financial statement and the liabilities listed for the business. And when they do that, I have a portal that they can go to, and if they don't want to send in a paper copy of the packet that I have, they can use that packet as a just like a crib sheet for when they're online getting it ready for to send off to the government.
I see. So they could would it be the Small Business Administration they would go to online to get information and
yes.
Okay, but then you have the information in the form of a packet, which some people may feel more comfortable with.
Absolutely. Just, and then you can go through the whole packet, and it's got all the applications, the federal applications from Small Business Administration. Jim Strube at SBA with Paris Junior College has provided us with a lot of this stuff, and we've had this for 4 or 5 weeks, but it's pertinent now for the new round as well. And I would also say that there's certain amount of banks that are involved with this and if you go to your banker, and if your banker is in, and I'm not saying in tune, but already has a relationship with the Small Business Administration, that is a real help to go in and if they've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a list of banks on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. On the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're talking with Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. Now, so while you haven't heard back from many, if any, businesses as to whether they received the money, you haven't been hearing complaints from them either.
No, I have not. I've talked to a doctor's office the other day that had applied, and they did not make the first round, and that's the only one that was. But they're going to continue to try to get to get in for the next round.
Not accepted or
no they it wasn't that they were accepted, they just ran out of money.
I
think that's why this next round of monies that are coming from Congress have been appropriated, so that because when they did get a reply. But the reply was that there was no longer any money in that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think the getting in early as soon as this passes is just a real good thing. And on our Facebook page, we're continually updating all the pertinent information from the national, from the state, and from the county postings for any of the new regulations about this. So if you want to, if anybody wants to go to that, they can do that. And if there's not, well, call me at the chamber. I'm here most days trying to keep up with this stuff to see what we can do to help our local businesses.
So the information is there on Chamber of Commerce, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Facebook page.
It ought to be on our Facebook page. Right. If it's not, call me here at the office
right
at 886-3950.
Yeah, 3950.
The Dallas Psychological Association and National Crisis Hotline has put out a something that's called the Texas Health Physicians Group, and we try to stay up on this sort of stuff. And it's, you know, there's some of these things that people can do, not just businesses, but people can do. You know, there's like, they create a daily schedule. Stay connected with the world around you. Pick up the phone and call your friends. Stay connected socially with everybody that you can. Pick up the phone and do it if you can't go face to face. And continue to enjoy stuff. I mean, there's got to be joy in everybody's life. And I think that's what, you know, one of the things that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to promote that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a real good job of it here in Commerce. And I want everybody to know that we're here for you. And if there's anything we can do, please let us know.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone. Light again.
Thank you so much, John Mark.
All right, Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.